The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. The Most Holy Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God, three persons. Aside from the Trinity, we know God in another way. We know that God is love. What is love? Love is a relationship. Love involves another person, others besides myself. Love reaches out. Love shares and desires. Love offers and gives. We all know relationships because we are all in relationships. More than we can count, we are in relationship with others. We are all intertwined with others as siblings or as parents or as sons and daughters, cousins, nieces, nephews, uncles, aunts, related to others through family or through other important ways, such as godparents or teachers or co-workers or teammates or friends. We all know very well what it is like to be related to others. Many of our relationships are so important that they play a role in defining our personal identity and the ways we are called to interact with each other. There are small differences between how I relate to the bishop and how I behave with my sister. I am related to you as priest, minister, and spiritual father. To me, you are parishioners. But even better, my brothers and sisters, through our baptism and our shared relationship with Jesus. You call me Father, because I have been called by God and the Church to care for you in a fatherly way, sharing your triumphs and sorrows, listening carefully, guiding or teaching when needed, watching up for you at night, carrying you in my prayers, and desiring the best for you always. Fathers give life, support, and provide. They uphold, protect, give, share, offer, and guide. Fathers are there for their families. Fathers love as fathers. God the Father does all of these things completely, perfectly, and forever. The Father, God the Father, is the Father because he has a Son. We know God the Father as Father because of his Son. Sons rely on their fathers. They learn from them. Listen, honor or respect, and trust their fathers. Sons reflect or resemble their fathers in certain ways. Sons love as sons. God the Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, is and always has been the Son because he has a Father. We know him as Son because he refers to himself as Son over and over again. He claims this role or relationship regularly within the Gospels. God the Father and God the Son always love each other. Christ always reflects the Father. They are always united, always one in heart and will. When we love, we must express that love. We must share and show it to another, the one whom we love. Love is never static or still. Love is active and is most often described in active or energetic ways. When we love, we must express it. And how do we do this? Through acts that are generous, through gestures and signals, through gifts, through communication and artistic odes and tributes, by putting the other ahead of ourselves. This is how we express our love. A love that stays unexpressed will make us explode. The love between the Father and the Son is expressed and always has been expressed as it flows out into the world, into creation, as a mighty wind, as a gentle breeze, as a small whisper, as a breath. The expression of the love of God inspires and fills. It moves and gives life. It melts and makes strong. It purifies, sanctifies, enlightens, and warms. The expression of the love of God is a person. Invisible love is made visible through actions. And these active signs of God's love are personal. These signs are evidence of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the divine Trinity. The Holy Spirit proceeds or flows out from the Father and the Son. They send the Holy Spirit into the world. The Holy Trinity teaches about family and about love. God teaches us about complete unity and fidelity. In God, we become family. Even from disparate biological or natural families, maybe disparate locations originally, in our diversity, we are drawn together by God into a family of faith. As sons and daughters of the one Father of all, adopted brothers and sisters of the eternal Son, and drawn together by the Holy Spirit, the communicator of divine love. May God allow us to know him in these ways and also live our lives in a way that reflect what God has taught us. Holy Trinity, one God, we praise you. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, grant us your salvation.